This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai has dispatched troops to the western city of Herat. In the aftermath of the killing of a government minister, an outburst of factional fighting has claimed more than 100 lives. Karzai's move is considered an important test of his fledgling army and of his authority. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Kabul.
600 freshly trained Afghan troops, armed with Kalashnikovs and bedrolls, boarded U.S. and British transport planes and took off from the capital, Kabul, hoping to maintain the calm in a distant city where central government's control is limited. Their destination was Herat, close to Afghanistan's border with Iran, where scores of people were killed the previous night in tank, rocket and gun battles, which erupted after Mirwais Sadegh, the national aviation minister, was killed by a rocket-propelled grenade. Not only is this mission a test for Afghanistan's new U.S.-trained army, it's also further evidence that, with elections due sometime this summer, the country has profound security problems. Herat has been, by Afghanistan standards, generally peaceful. Andrew Wilder, director of the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit.
I think this is a very sobering reminder that all is not well in Afghanistan. The situation is politically tense, politically unstable. The international community has not done enough to address the security concerns of Afghanistan, despite the pleas of President Karzai and the UN and all the NGOs working here.
The slain aviation minister was the son of the governor of Herat, Ismail Khan. He appears to have been caught up in a power struggle involving a military commander called General Zahir Naib Zadeh, appointed some months ago by Karzai. There are conflicting reports about the killing, but whatever the truth, the bottom line is that many ordinary Afghans now believe a government minister was slain in a factional fight. And that, says Fahim Dashti, chief editor of Kabul Weekly, is damaging for Karzai.
It could be very bad for the position of Mr. Karzai in his government. When you're talking with people talking through this way. He was killed by one of the commander who had direct support of the government.
Herat's governor, Ismail Khan, a former Mujahideen fighter who battled the Soviets and the Taliban, typifies some of the problems Karzai faces bringing warlords and rival factions under central control. Khan professes loyalty to Kabul, but he's accused of running Herat like a personal fiefdom and in particular has been reluctant to hand over the spoils from the cross-border trade with Iran. According to Andrew Wilder, he's perceived in Kabul as an obstacle to building a stable central government in Afghanistan.
Clearly, the perception is, and the reality is, that Ismail Khan exerts much more influence in western Afghanistan than the central government.
One theory, held by Professor Shah Mohammad Maiwandi of Kabul's Academy of Sciences, is that Karzai is trying new tactics. The professor believes the president appointed a commander to Herat in an attempt to weaken the governor and divide and rule.
I think this is part of the policy of the government to divide the key figures or authorities into two so that the government can impose its authorities and influence in the province.
But it's a strategy that went badly wrong in Herat. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.